Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Tezvav, and we will begin at Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. As we have been discussing, we have been learning the halachas of a carbon was brought before you were mechuyev to bring the carbon. The case we have been discussing, the case we will be focusing on today's shiur Mitzvah Shem, is the case where somebody brought a carbon asham before the time that he was obligated to bring the carbon came. And says, Amr Rav Chilkiya Rav Tuvi, Moishana, when does the Mishnah say that if you brought a carbon asham before the time that you were obligated to bring that carbon, are you potter if you brought it b'chutz el l'shma? If you brought the carbon l'shma, but, says Rav Tuvi Rav Chilkiya, Ava Shloi Lishma, if he brought the carbon Shloi Lishma outside the Azara, then he would be Chayiv. Hoyel, V'roi Shloi Lishma Bifnim. And the explanation where Chilkiya says is as follows. Going back to the beginning of our Masechta, since we learned at the beginning of our Masechta that a carbon Asham that was brought Shloi Lishma is kosher, El Shloi Olu L'Balim Hashem Chayiv, they just haven't fulfilled their obligation. Therefore, the halacha says our Mishnah is that if somebody brought such a carbon b'chutz, so he's brought a carbon that he's obligated to bring, and since he's that has validity, and as we've been learning from the beginning of these sugyas, whenever you bring a carbon for which you are fulfilling an obligation, for which there is a chiyuv, if you would bring such a carbon in the base of Mikdash, when you bring such a carbon b'chutz, the halacha is that you chayv. Ask the Gemara, if, as we just explained, the reason you chayv when you bring such a carbon b'chutz is because this carbon is potentially kosher. When is this carbon potentially kosher if you brought it b'fnim shloi b'shma? Yehachi, then the halacha should be that even if you brought a carbon asham, which is a mechusas man, even if you brought a carbon asham before the zman that the mechuyev to bring the carbon comes, even if you brought it with shma, ask the Gemara, you ought to be chayiv, because the criteria to be chayiv is if you would have a way to bring this carbon and it would be kosher, and we just identified a way of bringing the carbon that it would be kosher. Hoyle, that if the carbon were brought shloi l'shma in the Azara, it would be considered a valid carbon. That should be enough of a reason that if you brought it b'chutz, and even if you brought it l'shma b'chutz, you ought to be chayiv. Answers the Gemara. A carbon asham doesn't become shloi l'shma by itself. It only becomes shloi l'shma by Akira, where you have in mind specifically that it should be brought Shloi Lishma. And since it's not automatically brought, it's not automatically assumed to be Shloi Lishma, therefore the halacha is that it isn't considered automatically to be in that status that you should say that you'll be always chayiv when you bring a carbon asham that's a mechusas man b'chutz. Rather, Rav Chilki is teaching us that when will you be chayiv for bringing a carbon asham whose time has not yet come b'chutz? You'll only be chayiv if it's a carbon asham that you specifically, Akira, had in mind to make it into shloi l'shma. Otherwise, you would not be chayiv. Maskler Rafuna. So Rafuna asks the obvious question. V'chi yesh l'chadavar, she'en kasher l'shma, v'kasher shloi l'shma. Rav Chuna says, we have obviously a real difficulty understanding this Gemara. He says, if we're saying that to be chayiv for bringing a carbon b'chutz, one of the fundamentals of the sugyas we've been learning, is that it has to be a situation where you would be chayiv, that it would be considered a valid carbon in the Azara. So he says, we have here an incredible situation. He says, we're treating a carbon that's being brought b'chutz, we're treating a carbon shloi l'shmo more seriously than we're treating a carbon that's l'shmo. Carbon that you brought l'shmo shloi b'zman b'chutz, you'll be potter. And a carbon that you bring shloi l'shmo b'chutz, you'll be chayiv. He finds that an impossible situation to understand. So in Farshim ask, Rav Huna's comments are very understandable. But why, asked the Mefarshim, did Rav Huna choose to wait to ask his question? Did the Gemara wait to ask Rav Huna's question only at this point? As soon as we began the shir, Rav Chilkia made the statement that he treats kabbalists that are brought b'chutz, shloi l'shma, more stringently than he treats those carbonates that they were brought l'shma, Rav Huna should have automatically asked this question. To which the Achronim respond that only after the Gemara established the vart that we just said, a boy akira, that to be considered that you have to make a carbon shloi l'shma, and otherwise it's not considered shloi l'shma, so we see that it isn't automatic that a carbon should be considered shloi l'shma. That's why he has difficulty understanding that it takes so much to make a carbon shloi l'shma. You need this akira, and yet Rav Chilkia is treating the shloi l'shma more stringently than he treats the l'shma. So the Achronim do attempt to understand how do we defend Rav Chilkia's pshat, that Rav Chilkia treats shloi l'shma, that Rav Chilkia treats shloi l'shma, but Rav Chilkia treats shloi l'shma more seriously than l'shma. So I saw a number of explanations in the Achronim. One explanation that I saw in the Achronim is that when we're talking about a carbon that's brought b'zmanoi in the proper time, so of course, says the Keren Oira, a carbon that's brought l'shma is to be treated more seriously, much more as a carbon than a carbon that's brought shloi l'shma. But here we're talking about, as we began this year, with a carbon that's being brought shloi b'zmanoi. So since this carbon has this inherent deficiency that it's being brought shloi b'zmanoi, there indeed Rav Chilkia teaches us that shloi l'shma is less of a concern than l'shma. That's how I saw the Keren Oyer explains the Gemara. Rav Aaron Cutler and the Chazon Ish have a whole different explanation about Gemara. Their explanation of our Gemara is that what the Torah, according to Rav Chilkia, teaches us, that when a carbon asham is brought shloi l'shma, there's sort of a fallback position, a default situation. And the default situation is that that carbon actually should not be treated as a carbon asham, but it should be treated as a carbon oila. And since it's being treated as a carbon oila, we could understand why if it's brought b'chutz yichayiv, no different than any other carbon oila, that as we've been learning, that if you bring such a carbon b'chutz, you'll be chayiv. The question that Achronim asks, if that's the way we're understanding the Gemara, that a carbon asham that's brought at the wrong time turns into a carbon oila, so then why don't we say the same by carbon chatos? By carbon chatos, the halacha is that it doesn't automatically become a carbon oila if it can't be brought as a carbon chatos. And why is a carbon oila, they ask, why is a carbon asham different than a carbon oila? So I saw that the Farshim give two answers. One answer is, a carbon asham is brought from a zachor. A carbon oila is brought from a zachor. A carbon chatos is brought from a nekeva. And that's why it's much easier to transform an asham into oila, given that they're both zecharim, versus transforming a chatos into an oila, where the chatos is a nekeva and the oila is a zachar. One terence. Another terence that I saw that the Mefarshim suggest is, as we have learned many times, the Torah is specifically, by Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, is specifically stringent with a carbon chatos that becomes disqualified. As we know, the famous Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of chamesh chatas meisus. Five common chatas are left to die by halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So since we see that the Torah is particularly strict, that a common chatas, if it becomes disqualified, it should be, so to speak, disposed. That's why a chatas doesn't transform when it's brought shloi lishma into an oila, whereas an osham does. Another pshat that I saw from Rav Shach in the Sefer Avi Ezri is that the Torah tells us a very big chiddush. We know that you can't bring a carbon osham nor a carbon chatas as an adava. A person can only bring this carbon, these carbonas, if he's obligated. But the Torah is mechadish, says Rav Shach, and that's the pshat in Rav Chilkia, that the carbon osham, if it's brought shaloi lishma, has a new status. There's a status known as an osham nedava. And that's why, Rav Chilkia says, it's a valid carbon. But only when it's brought shaloi lishma does it fall into the status of a carbon oila, whereas of a carbon osham nedava. That is the only time the Torah taught us this chiddush. But then I saw that the Mefarshim ask that we know that even though, as we've been saying now, the carbon chatos that's brought shaloi lishma is indeed possible, but yet the halacha is that if such a carbon is brought on the mizbeach im ola lo tayred, and therefore they ask why. Is that not enough of a reason that a carbon chatos that's brought shaloi lishma b'chutz, that it should remain on the mizbeach, given that there's a halacha by such a carbon chatos that, as we've been learning, that whatever the rule is, that an ololoi tayred, that's enough of a reason that you should be chayiv for being ma'al b'chutz. So I saw a number of terutzim. One teretz says that this concept of an ololoi tayred, that it should be enough that you should be chayiv, is regarding halos chutz. But our Gemara is talking about shchitas chutz, and regarding shchitas chutz, we did not say that halacha. Another pshat that I saw is that the halacha is that im ololoi tayred is only by carbon chatas that was brought shaloi lishma. But if it had to at least been brought at a time when you were already obligated to bring it. But let's say, besides the fact that it's shloi lishma, it was also brought, as Al Gemara is discussing, in a time when you weren't yet mechuyiv in the carbon, then that halacha would not apply. Ask the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that given that the Osham, we're treating the Osham shloi lishma, Rav Chuna's problem with Rav Chilkia is that we're treating the Oshem Shloi Lishma more stringently than the Oshem Lishma, which he finds difficult to accept. Ask the Gemara, why does Rav Chuna find it so difficult to accept? Rav Pesach B'Shayim Moish Hashanah. What about a Karm Pesach that's brought any time besides Erev Pesach in the afternoon? They ain't a Kosher Lishma. It's not Kosher if it's brought Lishma, because you're not going to bring the Karm Pesach only Erev Pesach in the afternoon. The Kosher Shloi Lishma. I'm going to bring it shloi lishma, it is considered kosher. So we see that a Pesach is to be treated, that a carbon shloi lishma is treated more significantly than a carbon that's brought lishma. So why is Rav Chuna bother with Rav Chilkia? Answers the Gemara, Pesach b'shayim mais hashana shlom ninu. Carbon Pesach the rest of the year, it's not that it's shloi lishma, it's a shlomin, and therefore it's considered a valid carbon. And as Rav Aaron explains. So why do we say this? So why doesn't Rav Huna say the same? But Oshem Shaloi Lishma, which Rav Aaron taught us a few minutes ago, that the Oshem Shaloi Lishma becomes an Oila. Says Rav Aaron, based on a brisker Rav that we quoted at the beginning of our Masechta. A Pesach is a unique carbon, says the brisker Rav, that when you magnish an animal to be a carbon Pesach, part of that hegdish, part of that designation says that it's going to be a shlomim if you don't bring it as a Pesach. So it's not like we've been discussing by an Osham that's brought shaloi lishma, that we've been learning that an Osham that's brought shaloi lishma transforms by default into an oila. Rather, it's in every carbon Pesach, there is shlomim. It was designated from the beginning that it should be shlomim if it would be so needed. Another way that the Or Sameach explains, he says, the Asham, as we've been explaining, the Asham Shloi Lishma transfers into an Oila. The Pesach Shloi Lishma, on the other hand, transforms into a Shlomim. Since the Shlomim is the classical example of a carbon that you can bring with a Dava, that's why it's easier to understand the case by the Pesach versus the case by the Asham. So again, we've been explaining, we've been speaking about Rav Chilkiyah's Chiddush. Rav Chilkiyah taught us a Gevaldik Chiddush that if you bring a carbon asham, shloi bezmanoi, before you were obligated to bring the carbon asham, but you bring it shloi lishma b'chutz, you will be chayiv. So the Marlema Messiah, let's perhaps bring a right Rav Chilkiyah's vort. Yochel, Shnei Maitzi. The Torah says that the only time Pesach Oil Maid, we've been working with this Pasuk, only a carbon that belongs in the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash, Ayuchai V'Chalos Chutz. Yochel Shnei Maitzi, Af Oilam Mechutz Man B'Boilam. I would think that a carbon oila is that the owners aren't yet mechuyiv in that carbon oila. Like a Yoledis, who isn't mechuyiv of carbon yet, a Metzaira, who isn't mechuyiv to bring his carbon yet. V'ashim Nozir V'ashim Metzaira, that I would say that they, if somebody was malah this carbon, these types of kabbonis b'chutz, they would not be chayiv. Tamad loymer, shor mikom makoyim, kesev mikom makoyim, ev mikom makoyim. The Torah, when it speaks about the chayiv for Allah's chutz, says ish ish mi beis Yisrael, ashi yishchat shor kesev ay ev b'machna, ashi yishchat b'chutz l'machna. The Torah identifies all of these animals, which are all Zecharim, which could be Asham and Oila, Vila Chatos Shaira. The Torah doesn't speak about a carbon Chatos, that if it's disqualified and you brought it Bechutz, that you'd be Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, what is the Braisa teaching us? What is the Braisa teaching us? Where is the case that the Braisa means that if you brought a carbon Bechutz, you'll still be Chayiv? Even though it's possible. The Maiskinah. If we're talking about the case that the carbon was brought in the proper time, and instead of bringing it in the Azor, you brought it outside. So the question is, Mayir Yashem, why are we singling out, why only would you be chai by an Asham? Afil Chatis Nami, you should be chai by carbon Chatis if you brought it Bechutz. Elo, it must be referring to a case that you're bringing the carbon Shlubis Manai. B'man, what is the case? Elay Melushma, that you had a mind to bring the carbon as you're obligated to bring it. So again, we have the same question. Asham and my chayiv. Why would you be chayiv by an asham? You're not supposed to bring this carbon now. It's mechus zman. Ella, it must be shloim zman. And what is the brisa shloim lishma? What is the brisa teaching us? That a carbon asham, given that if it's brought shloim lishma, it's a kosher carbon. That's why if you brought it mechus zman outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you'll be chayiv. A chatos, since Shloi Lishma is possible, if you bring it Mechutz's man, you're potter. And that's why the Pasuk speaks about an Asham, not about a Chatas. But what is the basis of this Vart? Rav Chilkiyah's Vart, that Rav Chilkiyah said, that Asham, Shloi Bezmanoi, Shloi Lishma, Yechayif. Says the Mar, we're not compelled to explain this Braisa this way. Loi Ron, the Braisa is talking about Bezmanoi, that you bring the carbon Bezman. And you bring the carbon shloi lishma. Furthermore, we go back to the beginning of the Masechta. At the beginning of the Masechta, we learned a machloikis of Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanim. The Mishnah said, everybody agrees, a carbon Pesach, a carbon Chatos, that's brought shloi lishma, everybody agrees, is disqualified. We had a discussion at the beginning of the Masechta, what would be the din by carbon Asham? The Tanna Kamma holds that it's not possible, whereas Rebbe Lezer holds that it's possible because the Torah is makdish an Asham to a Chatas. Says the Gemara, what the Braisa is teaching us is that you brought a carbon Asham shloi lishma b'chutz. Still, the Braisa is teaching us that you will be chayiv. You know why you'll be chayiv? Because since if you would have brought it b'fnim, you would have been chayiv. Therefore, when you bring it b'chutz, you're also chayiv. If you would have brought it in b'fnim l'shma, it would be a kosher carbon. Then the same rule. That's why when you bring it b'chutz, even though you brought it shaloi l'shma, but this is a carbon that had a potential to be brought kosher. Since it had a potential to be brought kosher, that's why you chayiv b'chutz. But obviously, if that is the explanation of Rebbe Lezer, we have a very fundamental problem. Then why is that halacha only by Oshom? By Chatos we should have the same thing. That if you brought a Chatos shloi l'shma b'chutz, you should be chayiv, since potentially if you would have brought it b'fnim l'shma you'll be chayiv. Says the Gemara and answer that question. V'tana tof of Hudin Lipper. Absolutely. The halacha is if you brought a Chatos shloi l'shma b'chutz y'chayiv. Since if you would have brought it b'fnim shloi l'shma, you would be chayiv. The reason the Brisa chose to speak, about an Oshom and not about a Chatos, is because the Brisa wants to speak about, because the din of Oshom we learn from the din of Chatos, so we prefer to teach the din by the Oshom rather than to teach the din by the Chatos. If the din is by the Oshom that way, which is the derivative, certainly the din will be that way by the Chatos, which is the source of this halacha. So the Gemara, Tashma. So the Gemara tries again to bring a raya that Rav Chilki is correct. So Rav Chilki's explanation is not compelling based on the new explanation of the Braisa. So here too, this, the Rishonim say, is actually a continuation of this Braisa. Is a continuation of the Braisa that we just quoted. Yochol Shni Marba, that we would think that one is Chayif Alos Chutz, Oilem Chusas Man Begufa, if the animal that's a carbon oila has an inherent defect, that means that the animal is not yet a week old, that we're now bringing such an animal as a carbon, or a Chatas Be Begufa Be Mabalim, a carbon Chatas that has a defect because, again, either the animal is not old enough, or the owner aren't yet mechui to bring the carbon chatas. Tamaloyma bel pesach oil moyd. Kol shen roi lova pesach oil moyd. Any animal that can yet not yet be brought as a carbon, if you bring such a carbon b'chutz, ein chayov malayim, you're not chayif ahalos chutz. Vila osham, the osham was shayra, was not mentioned that you would be potter by osham. Ask the Gemara, why is the case that the Braisa seems to be differentiating? What is the Braisa is differentiating between Oshom and Chatas? What is that case that we're referring to? Ilein l'shma, if we're talking about you brought the Oshom, the shame Oshom, but you weren't yet mechuyiv to bring it because the animal isn't ready or the owners aren't ready, so Oshom nami lifter. So the same thing should be by Oshom. Ella, what must the Braisa be referring to? The Braisa is referring to the case of Shaloi l'shma. And what is the Braisa saying? Whereas, by a carbon chatos, if you bring a if you brought it shloi l'shma b'chutz, since it's totally disqualified, you'll be potter. A carbon asham that you bring b'chutz shloi l'shma, Rav Chilki taught us the beginning of our shir that you'll be chayiv, and that's why the Braisa didn't mention asham. So tomorrow, that's not compelling. We'll explain it the way we just explained it a moment ago. Loilam is talking about a case of Shloi L'shma. That you brought the Chata Shloi L'shma, and you brought the Oshim Shloi L'shma. And if you bring them B'chutz, the halacha is that you will be Chayiv. Why? Because since you could have brought it B'fnim properly, L'shma, that's why you'll be Chayiv B'chutz both by Chatas and Oshim. Because we're following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, the Makish Oshom Lechatos. But the Torah is teaching us, so if so, that and that's why they both have the same reason. Why did the Braisa choose to speak about Chatos, not Oshom? Tana Iker, because the Braisa wants to speak about Chatos, which is where the Torah teaches the din of Shloi L'shma, the Koshkei and the Tafel, but the same din would be by Oshom. And therefore, what the Braisa is teaching us, that if somebody would bring a carbon chatos or a carbon asham, shaloi l'shma b'chutz, If it's shloi bizmanoi, given that it's so totally invalid, that it's both shloi lishma and it's mechus zman, you'll be potter. And the Braisa only chose to speak about the chatos because that's where the Torah teaches us this strong disqualification of shloi lishma. The same din would indeed be by an usher. So the Gemara still tries to bring a right to Rav Chilkiah. Toshma, the chaser of Dimi, Omar, Tana de Beir Rabilavoy, we learned in the Braisa of Rabilavoy. Oyla Mechus is Mamba Balam, that Yachos Shani Moitzi, I would think that the Torah teaches us of Pesach Oyla Moit, that Oyla Mechus is Mamba Balam, Vashem Nazar, Vashem Mitzayra, how do we know that in all of these cases, the halacha is that you're not chayif alos chutz, v'nosavu tamnuda l'chayuvah, and the Gemara says, the Braisa then mentions a pasuk to teach us that you're chayif, v'lo yidana mai tamnuda, and we don't know what the pasuk meant. Amar Ravina, so Ravina quotes the pasuk that we said at the beginning of this Amid, shomi kamakam, the Braisa is saying cases of males which are osha not chattis. Now what is the Braisa teaching us? Again, as we've been learning numerous times, the third time already now, it can't be referring to a situation where you're bringing the carbon l'shma and you're mechuyvere to bring the carbon, because then you should be chayif for chattis if you brought it b'chutz. It must be talking about a case where you brought it b'chosez man, before you were obligated. Now, again, if it was brought l'shma, then even by an asham you should not be chayiv, because you can't bring an asham even l'shma that's b'chosez man. The Braisa is obviously referring to a situation that it was brought shaloi l'shma. So even though it's b'chosez man, but it was brought shaloi l'shma, the Braisa is teaching us by asham you be chayiv for Allah's chutz, but chattis you will not. Rav Chilki is vart. Says the Gemara, why are you saying this? How my room you could amr it? We'll explain the Braisa as we explained it constantly in our shir, that the Braisa is following the opinion of Rav Elezer, chattis and asham have the same halacha. Or Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, we don't want to explain the Braisa that way. Shundarom the tongue, the Rebeloi, the tongue of Levi. Because then we would have a question between this Braisa and another Braisa. And as the Mepharshim point out, that even though these two Braises seem to have been stated by different individuals, in the yeshiva they learned these two Braises from the same individual, and that's why they assumed that it was mentioned by the same person. The Braisa says, Ashim Nazav Ashim Tzayra, Shashak Nishlag Ashman Aksherim, V'layol Ubaam Shemchayim. They are considered kosher, just don't get credit. Shak Nechus Azman Babalim, if you shechted it before the Balaam are obligated to bring it, oy, they shanim shachtam. The halach is that an oshim bought by Matsoiro or Nazar Tomei has to be in its first year. If it's already in its second year, it's too old. The halach is psul. So, the Braisa is clearly teaching us that the carbon oshim that's mechusas man, that's brought in the base of Migdash, is possible. Similarly, the halacha would be that if you brought a carbon asham chutz lebeis hamikdash, you'll be potter, because as we've been learning, el pesach oil moyed, you can only be chayif b'chutz for what is considered a carbon b'fnin. Yeah, we just quoted a braisa that says an asham that was brought b'chutz, you're chayif. How do we reconcile these two braises? Must be mishana revimi kal lekasha kal l'shma. If you brought it l'shma, it's not a carbon b'chutz, you'll be potter. Can shloi l'shma, like Rav Chilkiah said, a osher shloi l'shma, that's even mechutz's man, b'chutz, you'll be chayiv. The Gemara comes to another way of getting to this conclusion. Rav Ashi, Rama Masnitsa Nabraisa. Our Mishnah said that if somebody brings a carbon osham, mechutz's man, b'chutz, you're potter. The Braisa we just quoted says that Asher Mechusas Man Yechayiv. How do we reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? Mishani, Kal Lishma. Our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Asher Mechusas Man was brought Lishma. There, even Rav Chilki will agree that you're Potter. The braisa that says yechayiv is shaloi l'shma. So said the Gemara, lema tam tiyufta refuna. We just brought two ways, two proofs that in order to reconcile the braises, or in order to reconcile the Mishnah and the braisa, we only came up with a way to explain it with Rav Chilkiah's explanation that yechayiv by an osher mechusas man shaloi l'shma b'chutz. Rav Huna, who at the beginning of the shiur found that position difficult to understand, what will he do with, how will he reconcile the two braises, or how will he reconcile the Mishnah and the braisa? Answered the Gemara, Amalak Rav Huna, Kalkamai Skinin, Kigan Shehifrish Tei Hashem's Lachrayis. The way to reconcile it is as follows. What happens if somebody is Mechuyib Karban Hashem, and he designates two animals for that obligation? The halacha is that one animal should be brought into Karban Hashem, and the other animal should be left to become a Balmum and sold and be used as a Karban Oila. So here says Rav Huna, the Chaminai Mikara Oilahu. One of those animals was always a Karban Oila. Rav Huna Marav, Dam Rav Huna Marav, Oshim Shnik de Laria. That even though, as we just said a second ago, what you really should do is let the other animal become Balmum and sell it for an Oila. But if you didn't do that, you shechted it for an Oila, it's Kashal Oila. So therefore, says Rav Huna, in this case, one of the animals was a carbon oil. If it was a carbon oil that was brought b'chutz, you'll be chayiv. But the Achroyim have a very difficult time understanding the teretz. Let's understand the teretz. What does the teretz say? The teretz is saying that this individual designated two animals for his carbon asham, and now it's before the time he's mechuyev to bring a carbon asham. But he brought one of those animals b'chutz. Since one of those animals is a carbon oila, he didn't bring an oshem shaloi b'zman b'chutz. He brought an oila b'chutz. So what's the problem with this pshat? Asked the Achroyim. When does the second animal become an oila? After you brought the first one as an oshem. Here we're referring to a situation where you haven't yet brought the first one as an oshem. So how could you say that the animal that you brought outside was an oila that you brought b'chutz? It wasn't an oila yet. It doesn't become an oila until the first one is brought as an asham. So I saw two explanations in the Achroyim. The Sefer Oila Shloim explains, interesting pshat, he says that it happens retroactive. Yes, you haven't yet brought the asham. But when you eventually bring the asham, retroactively, the animal that you brought b'chutz is designated as an oila, and it turns out that you brought an oila b'chutz. A very b'chiddush that you could use retroactive. So I saw Rav Aaron Lebstein in the Sefer Yelse Shachar has a different pshat, and it's very consistent with the with concepts that we've been learning in our Masechta. He says that when somebody designates two animals as a carbon asham, as we have been learning, one of those animals has the potential of being a carbon asham. Since one of those animals has the potential of being a carbon asham, Al Gemara is teaching us that whenever there is a potential of being a carbon oila, it's already considered that much of a carbon oila that you should be chayif alos chutz. Very similar to the concept that we learned that if there's a situation among Allah like Tayrid, that is enough of a reason that it should be considered a kosher carbon that you should be chayif alos chutz. Here, the potential for it being a carbon chayif oila, because once the first one is brought as a carbon asham, the other one will be a carbon oila, is enough that it should be considered a oila that you should be chayif alos chutz. We learned in the Mishnah Mala Basar Chatas. Somebody brings off in the Kibasa Chatas, b'chutz, you won't be chayif. And the Brisa we're about to learn expounds on this thing. Tanar Abad Manayim L'malim Basar Chatas. If somebody brings up from the meat of Karm Chatas, which doesn't have a place on the Mizbeach, or the Basar Osham, or the Basar Kachikotchen, or the Basar Kachikam, which all are not parts that are put on the Mizbeach, or the Maisar Oimer, when we explained this all in the Mishnah already, or the Shtei Alechem, or the Shiar Menachas. Since all of them, all of these things are not food that's put on the Mizbeach, Shepater, if you put it on the Bechutz, and then you potter, Tamaloyma Oila. Ma oyla shivui la'lo, only something that belongs in the Mizbeach, are you chayef for halos chut? Af kol shivui la'lo, only something that has a place on the Mizbeach, are you chayef for halos chut? Continues the Braisa, v'nayim shaf hayoytzi, v'aboyl v'apayseyes, v'amaleyef v'amein v'amegish, v'amasada ha'shulchin, v'ameitev es ha'neiroiz, v'akoymet v'makal b'chut, that all these cases you also potter, tamaloymer, Ashiyalo oilo zevach, ma aloya shigmar voida, has to be the end of the procedure. Af kol shigmar voida, then and only then will you be chayiv for los chutz. So ask the Mefarshim, if so, why are you chayiv for shchutei chutz? Shchutei chutz, shchitei b'chutz, is not a gmar voida, because after the shchitei you still have the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika. So I saw two terutz. One terutz is that's indeed why the Torah has a special chayiv for shchutei chutz, because otherwise you would be indeed potter, as our Gemara is teaching us. That's why there's a special pasuk to teach us that you're chayiv. Another explanation that I saw is that shchita is considered a gemara voida. The reason why shchita is considered a gemara voida is because it makes the animal from being a non-kosher animal, an animal that wasn't slaughtered properly, you may not eat, to a kosher animal. So we learned in the Mishnah that the kabbonis until the Mishnah was erected were brought by the Bechayim. Says the Gemara Yosef Rafun of Arfatina Kameh of Chizda, the Kokari. He said, the Pasuk says, the Yishlach Asnar b'nei Yisrael v'yal oil v'zevach omelei hoch amar v'asi postul. They stopped right after that. And Rashi has two pshatim how to understand this Gemara. One pshat is that they indeed brought the kabbonis on that day, but after that day, they no longer brought kabbonis. Another pshat is the Yishlach Asnar b'nei Yisrael, that the Bechayrim were the ones that brought the kabbonis, but there's a snachta in that pasuk afterward Yisrael, to see that the only thing they did was bring the kabbonis, but they weren't the ones that were makir of the kabbonis, even on the Har Sinai, the actual Akrava were done by the Kohan. So the Mefarshim ask, if we're going to follow this Pshat, that they didn't even do the Akrava, they just brought it, so what was the purpose of their bringing the Kabbonis? So Mefarshim explained that the purpose of their bringing the Kabbonis was, we know the Gemara Masechta Tanis teaches us that when somebody brings a carbon, he has to be there when his carbon is brought. So what happens by Kabbalah Tzibur? By a carbon Tamid that's brought every day, how are we represented? So the Gemara speaks about Ma'amadus. Say to Mefarshim, that's exactly what the role of the Bechayim were. They were the Ma'amadus for bringing the carbon. The Mefarshim go on to ask, we're having a discussion, till when the Bechayim brought the Kabbalah? Did they, as we just now discussed, even bring kabbonis ever? And the question is, l'may nafkamina? Certainly, as our Gemara and Mishnah Gemara teach us, not avoid after that was by the Bechayrim. So if by the Kaharim, so what's the nafkamina? So I saw a very interesting nafkamina. According to the Pshat, there's a question. Is one obligated to show respect to a Bechor? Certainly one is obligated to show respect to a Kohen. Does the same din apply by Bechor? And the Nafkamina would be based on this Gemara. If the Bechor actually at one time did the Avoida, then we have to show them respect. If, on the other hand, the Bechor never did the Avoida, then we don't have to, they only were representing us, but they didn't do the Avoida, perhaps there is no Chiv to show them respect. Sovel Asubim Mesnisim. So the Rav Chizda wanted to ask a question where Rav Huna said from our Mishnah. However, Shamed the Kamei Mishmeder of Ad Rehava, before he could say that, he heard another statement that Rav Huna made. That he says that Oyla Shekriv Yisrael in Midbar, the carbon oil that Klai Yisrael brought in the Midbar, and a Tuna Hashem in the Tuna. We know that the law is by carbon oil. It has to be skinned and dismembered. He says that that carbon oil did not have that obligation. So he quoted a braisa which refutes both statements of Rav Huna. The Tanya, the braisa says, actually Mishkan, until the Mishkan was erected, Habamas Mataris, the Bamas were mutter, Vavoid of Bukhiris, the Avoid was with the Bukhiris, Vakal Kshar Mahakris, everybody could bring. So the question is if everybody could bring what Shara Avoid of Bukhiris. So he already answered that it means the Kavanas Tzibur were brought by Bukhirim. The Hemachaiva Oif could be brought, Zachar and the Kavis, Tamimim or Balimumim, Tahirim, Avaloi Tameim. Tameim could not be brought as a carbon even before the Mishkan was erected. Vahakal Karver Oilus, and all Kabbanas that were brought, now the Gemara assumes were brought as carbon Oilus, for Oilus Shekriv Yisrav and Midbar, and furthermore, says the Braisa, that oil that Klai Yisrav brought in the Midbar, Tuna Hefshin and Tuach, required Hefshin and Tuach, the Nishnachum is Manazer, the Shoyim Lassus came. So here, we have two kashas. The Braisa says that the Bechayim did the Avoida until the Mishkan stood. Here the Braisa says that they, Rav Huna said that they did it only until Har Sinai. Here it says until the Mishkan. And the question, was there a requirement of Hesher Nituach by Karban Oil or not? Says the Gemara, the issue about the Bechayim is actually Machloikis Tanon. The Tanya, the Gama Kaharim Anigoshim Al Hashem Yiskadoshim. Yeshua ben Karchaimah was a priest Bechayim. The Torah was telling the Bechayim that since they were the ones that were doing the Avodah, so they would think that even though everybody else may not come close to Har Sinai when HaKadosh Baruch was giving the Torah, they're given a special warning they may not. But Rabbi Eimer was a priest not of Avihu. It means not of an Avihu who were the Kohanim should not come close. They shouldn't think that since they're doing the Avodah they could come close. So the Torah tells us that they may not. So what is the Machloikus? Very Bishmak. According to Mandom, the Bechayim did the Avodah, that's why the Bechayim got this rule. According to the Mandom, when that was the Kohanim did the Avodah, that's why Nadav and Avihu got the warning. And as the Mepharshim say, it wasn't only Nadav and Avihu to get warning, it was all Kohanim. The Pasuk is singling out Nadav and Avihu only because they were the ones that passed away, as we're going to say in a minute. Says the Gemara, Bishlam el Mandam, according to the opinion of Rebbe, that says the Torah was speaking to Nadav and Avihu, Zu precious Nadav and Avihu, Hanid Ksiv, we could understand what the Pasuk says, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hu Ashadiva Lamer, B'Krovei HaKadosh, Hashem said that I'm going to become Kadosh, he alluded to it, and that's what happened here, that Hashem warned the Kohanim not to get too close, and they became too close, and that's why they passed away. Elamanda Omer, Zu Precious Bechairis, and wasn't speaking to Kohanim. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? I already knew that if somebody gets too close, there's going to be a problem. Hecha Remiza, answers the Gemara, that even according to the opinion, that it was spoke, that even according to the opinion, that Hashem had spoken about Nadav and Avihu's death, even if they weren't the ones who did the avoid. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yinati Yisham of Bnei Yisrael, V'nigdash b'chvoidi. Al tikri b'chvoidi, don't say my covet, El b'muchabade, my honored ones. Dovazah om HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that he will become holy through his people, through holy people. To V'loy Adam, and my, as the Rashi quotes, Moshe thought it would be through him or Aaron. At Shemes Bnei Aaron. Kivan, Shemes Bnei Aaron, Omaloi, Moshe said to him, Aaron Ochi, Lames Bnecha, Ela Hagish Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your children were the vehicle for Kiddushem Shemayim. Kivan Sh'ar Yod Aaron, Shabon of Yidu in Mokim Hay. As soon as Aaron heard this, the great Madrega of his children, Shosak. The Kibbutz Schar, got Schar for being quiet, Shnema V'yidam Aaron. There's much to say here. What pshat that the Nidash B'chvoidi? So there's a very powerful word from the Havas Yoinah. So we say in Keser every Shabbos. Baruch Kvod Hashem M'Kaymai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is glorified B'M'Kaymai. But we don't know, we say ourselves, Aye Kvodai, where is his place of glory? Teaches us the Gemara. You know where the place of glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? The place of glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the Mishkan. As the Mishkan was being built, they thought that that was represents the Kavod HaShchinah. So it said, V'nigdash b'mukhubadai, the real glory of Hashem is seen by his tzaddikim. There's a very powerful word also from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer said, Moshe thought, said to Aaron, I thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have covered through you and me. What would mean he would have covered through you and me? That you or I would say a speech to Kai Yisrael about the covered Shemayim, and that, and about how the Mishkan should be treated with covered, and that would let the point across. But I see that speeches don't work. What's required is the Maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the people, not even a view, and that's how the point of the Kedusha of the Mishkan was shown. V'yidam Aaron, so Aaron remained quiet. So the Mefarshim say, what's the great Madrega that the Gemara gives to Aaron that he remained quiet? So one pshat that I saw is that what happened here was that Moshe Rabbeinu was showing Aaron how great his children were. So if he's showing them how great he were, that should only be more reason that Aaron should be upset. Yet v'yidam Aaron. Aaron remained quiet even in the face of, even in the situation of realizing how great his children were. And that's why, as Rashi and the Rishonim point out, he was zoicha to hear the parasha of Shesui Yayin. According to some Rishonim, it was said directly to him. According to other Rishonim, it was said by Moshe to say first to him before it was said to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Because what was Aaron showing? Aaron was showing that it's not the human feelings that are important. Well, we have to think about Kvod Shemayim. And if it's Kvod Shemayim that his children should pass away, that's what's more important to him. And therefore, he was Zoicha to have Kvod Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say a parasha of Shesui Yayin directly to him. There's a pasuk in Kehelis. Toiv l'leches abeis ha'ovel, leches abeis ha'mishta. It's better to go to an ovel's home than a beis ha'mishta. So the Parma Iris explains based on our Gemara. The Gemara says when you go to Beis HaMishta, you have to say Hilula, you have to say words. When you go to Beis HaOvel, our Gemara is teaching us, is you're supposed to be quiet, as Aaron was quiet. So he says, to say the right thing is very difficult. To say the right thing, how to say the right thing. But to be quiet, you just don't talk. Toivel Lekas Beis HaOvel. Better to go to Beis HaOvel, where it's easy to fulfill your obligation. Just don't say anything in the Lekas Beis HaMishta, where you have to talk, and who says you're going to say the right thing. The king, the David Oimer, Doim, L'Hashem, Eschoyloi, Akpi, Shemapel, Chalom, Chalom, even if you're losing people, Ach, Soik, the king, B'Shloim Oimer, Eis, Lachashois, Veis, Ladaver. Pamim, Shesois, Sikim, Kabel, Skar, Shtika, sometimes you get scarred for being quiet. Upon the dad, we become scarred all deep. For Haina, the Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Maidik Siv Noir Elokim Mikdashecha, Atikri Mikdashecha, from your place of Kedusha, Elam Mikdashecha. Shaw saw Isa Kadosh Baruch Hu Din Bikadoshav, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu does din by the people who he are holy, Misyara Misala Mishalo. I saw two pshatim in this Gemara. Rabbi Aaron Cutler says pshat is as follows. There are moments in our lives that are moments that we can grow from. He says, for example, Neil on Yom Kippur is a moment of Osiris. So he says the same, that when a person comes to the Levaya of an Odom Godel, that's the moment that Misyari Mis'al Mis'alu, it's a time for Osiris. The Satmar Rabbi so explains in Divrei Yoel, that the world needs tzaddikim. The world cannot exist without tzaddikim. And what the Gemara is teaching us is as follows. If a tzaddik leaves the world, then every one of us has to grow and become a tzaddik. Mishyarei mis'alil, we all become higher, we all become greater, because all of us must fill that void that the tzaddik leaves us. The Gemara goes back to the question. Rav Huna said that the oila that was brought in the Midbar did require hefshin and tuach, and the Brisa says it did. Answer the Gemara trait tanoim. This too represents a machlokes tanoim. The time of Shmuel Omer, klolus number the Sinai. The general rules were said by Har Sinai or Pratis by El Moed. The details of the mitzvahs were only said in El Moed. The Kivayma, klolus or Pratis number the Sinai. Not only the general rules were said in the Sinai, but even the details. And then they were repeated on Moed, the Nishtashim the third time by Aris Moed. So according to Kiva, the din of Hefshet Nituach was already said by Har Sinai. That's why that rule already applied there. According to the other Tana, they were only said by El Moed. There was no Hefshet Nituach mentioned yet by Har Sinai, and that's why those Kabbalists do not have Hefshet Nituach.